do.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome aboard. Thanks for watching on YouTube TV, listening on Sirius XM, channel 158, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or any of our great affiliates across the country. In this hour, the meat man, Steve Wiss, on the program, his best bets in soccer for the weekend. We have in-pocket plays, more on hockey, games that we have coming up tomorrow. And here, Pauly, our weekly look at the best and worst teams. We'll go NBA, college basketball, ATS, and with totals, and we'll also throw in NHL as well. No surprise that the Phoenix Suns are the best team in the league at covering numbers this year. And by the way, all these numbers are available when you go check out, become a VSiN Pro subscriber, VSiN.com/subscribe. But the Suns are 34-19 ATS on the year. Great job out of them.
Yep.
The Hornets, a strong talking point on most shows here on VSiN because so many people were high on this team this year. Second best team, 32-22 ATS, covering by 5.4 points per game. Denver is 31-23. We got the 76ers at 30-23. The Heat make the list, as do the Lakers. The Knicks, the Pelicans, the Jazz, and the Spurs are now 28-23-2 ATS. On the flip side, worst teams covering numbers. And look at this. The team right now with the best chances of getting the number one pick in the draft, they've lost 14 straight. They're 13 games below 500 covering numbers.
Come on.
21-34.
Numbers are so big, too. Huge spreads.
Oh, yeah, every
this
game.
This is incredible. I'd love you just to see, you trade for Trae Young, you trade for Davis. They're not playing in Washington. Sabonis and LaVine out for the year. Shut other guys down. You're right. This is real. They could lose 30 in a row.
Maybe. How convenient is that, by the way? Like, did they both really need surgery? And, oh, by the way, season-ending injury?
Yeah, what happened? Jackson, too, I know.
Mm.
All this stuff is dirty pool.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Very much so.
Now, the problem is, going back, it just you didn't have this in the 80s, the comeback, because it doesn't happen in football. You don't see it, even though you don't have the lottery system.
All right.
Right? Even that year that Andrew Luck was can't-miss franchise quarterback, the Colts almost screwed it up.
That's right.
But it was so weird back in the 80s where, like, how the hell were the Lakers picking number one? And you get Worthy, and you get Magic, and you had Kareem. It was, you had absolute buffoons as owners or GMs. They were just, and the Celtics, too. Oh, they kept getting number one overall picks or number two picks.
How did the Celtics land number six overall? And, I mean, they took Len Bias, and
no kidding.
I mean, Len Bias, because, to me, I remember the tale, you know, his career. I thought he was better than Michael Jordan in college. Does that mean he would have been a better pro? No. But the Celtics were going to get Len Bias? Are you serious? That team would have been, they would have pushed 70 wins every year.
These were teams that were going to the finals, and then
yes,
they were getting the number one pick.
Yes.
That's why people are also freaking out about this OKC thing.
Oh, yeah.
What, are they going to win the title, go back-to-back, and get two lottery picks?
Oh, I forgot to bring it up on today's show. Another thing about a Cuff from Arkansas. I'm watching that game last night. There is a, because of how these picks are protected, and if the Jazz screwed this up, or they happen to slide in the lottery, and their pick goes to Oklahoma City, which is top eight. Like, let's say Oklahoma City's picking ninth, and a Cuff is there on the, like, they could, and even if it's not a Cuff, it's going to be a player close to him because the freshman class is so loaded. That's your scenario. That's how, that'd be the comp to the Celtics getting Len Bias.
Mm-hmm.
Is if a kid mm-hmm. like Darius a Cuff happens to be there on the board if Oklahoma City wins the lottery this year. People are going to lose their minds, Pauly, if that happens. Anyway, more bad teams this year covering. Orlando, they are 21-31. Cavaliers, 22-32. The Wizards are 22-30 against the spread. The Bucks, 22-29. And the T-Wolves are also 24-31 against the spread. Okay, the best over teams in the NBA. Only four made my list here. Denver at 34-20. Utah, 33-23, actually. The Warriors, 31-23, and the Lakers, I got it 30-24. I think these numbers might be off by one game. The best teams to the under. The Celtics
incredible.
Are, how about this?
Well, look at the pace, though. Yeah. They're last in pace, but an under machine.
34 right. and 20 to the under.
Yeah.
Charlotte's 34 and 21.
That's a surprise, but nasty defense with those when those the group of fives out there.
Yeah. Milwaukee is 32 and 21. Toronto, San Antonio, Phoenix, Indiana, Detroit, and Houston round out the list. Now we'll go college basketball.
They keep getting it done. Give me Stephen F. Austin against McNeese in that Southland title game in a couple weeks.
They're 20
Let's
and 5.
Do it. What are they, like 18 and 1 in league or something, Luke? They cash tickets, baby. And so does Portland State. They're cheap tonight. The Vikings, 3.5 at home against Idaho. That's way short. They already beat them on the road, too.
Yeah, yeah. Sam Houston's 18 and 5. Mercer's 18 and 6. They're 10.5 tonight against Chattanooga. They just lost, by the way, to Chattanooga, 79-75. They were laying about 4.5. You mentioned Portland State, 3.5 or 4 against Idaho. They were catching 1.5 against Idaho on January 24th, beat them by 3. Miami, look at this, Paul, 17 and 6 against the spread.
No respect. They, I'll give this out in pocket, but I just found this, and I know our buddy Ian says they're out if they lose a game because of Max down. They are plus 320 to miss the tournament. That's a tough game in the title game against Akron. Now, are they undefeated when that happens?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
But after all this trash, and there's going to be trash on the bubble this year, if you're 32-1, and they're going to say, I don't know, with our 32-2, whatever.
If they're undefeated and they lose in the MAC title game, they have to be.
I totally agree. That's absolute lunacy.
Eastern Michigan's 19-7. Worst teams in college ATS. Kansas City is 5-18. They play tonight. They're catching 10.5 against North Dakota. They're a terrible basketball team. Florida Gulf Coast, 6-19-1 ATS. Air Force, 7-18-1. Rider is 6-15-3. Loyola of Chicago, how the mighty have fallen, 8-19. Oregon, yikes, 8-18. Texas Southern, 7-15. They're catching 1.5 tonight against Arkansas Pine Bluff on the road. VMI, 8-17. Marshall, 8-17-1. They're plus 3.5 tonight against App State. Best teams of the over. Denver's in action tonight. They've had a couple of losers lately, or a couple of unders, I should say, but 19-5-1 over this year, 79.2%. The total is 161.5 tonight against South Dakota. It was 82-72 the first game. That total was 169.5. So, yeah, it stayed way under, but now the total is 8 points lower than what it was the first game. Providence and Xavier, 19-7. Cleveland State, 18-7 over. Monroe, 18-7-1. Here's Miami again. How about just correlated parlays every single game to them covering in the over, 16-7 over. Long Beach is in action tonight against Irvine. The total is 144.5. Long Beach 16-7-1 to the over. Greensboro 18-8. Tulsa 17-8. Northern Kentucky 17-8 to the over. High Point is 17-8. They get Asheville tonight. Total is 151.5. And New Mexico 17-8 to the over. I'll give you some of the worst teams here. Well, the best actually under teams. Fordham is 19-5 under. Delaware State 15-5. Ball State 17-6-1. Cincinnati 19-7. Eastern Michigan 17-9. And I'll point this one out. Stonehill is on the list. They're 18-7 to the under. They get New Haven also on the list. 16-7 to the under. The first time they played 70-55. Tonight's total 121.5.
Wow. Good stuff.
Is it too small of a total to go under that?
No.
I don't think. Overtime would kill you.
Yep. No hockey. We did it last week, and they're on break. So nothing's changed. So I give you a question I posed to you off the air a month ago as your homework assignment. I want to hear from the audience. Did you watch a movie, and the first time you're like, it's okay, not bad, and then you watched it again and realized how much you like it, and it's a much better movie than what you thought after you watched it the first time.
Oh, do you have an example?
I have a big one. Number one, Big Lebowski, but an all-timer where I'm like, it's not a bad movie, good cast. And then I see it was disappearing on Netflix, so I watched it again and again and again, and I think it's a masterpiece, and I love Fincher. Zodiac.
I watched it.
And they never caught the guy. The Zodiac Killer. Zodiac, Gyllenhaal, Robert Downey, phenomenal cast. Ruffalo, unbelievable movie. I think it's a masterpiece.
It's that
you
good?
Here's the thing, though. And I know the Big Lebowski's become a cult hit and classic as well. It didn't do well at the box office with the Coen brothers. You really got to pay attention. There's a lot of key stuff and key elements in there with the Zodiac. And also that the character Gyllenhaal plays, who was the cartoonist at the San Francisco Chronicle, I think the paper was. He wrote a best-selling book on it years later. Sold 4 million copies.
I think I watched it during the pandemic. I thought it was good, but far from great.
Give it another shot. It's a masterpiece.
Okay, so you thought the same thing when you watch it, good, but...
First time I watched it, I'm like, not bad. Okay, good cast, but because I was half-assing it. You really got to get dialed in and
you're
focus.
You're on your phone, checking scores, talking to people.
You really have to focus, and you miss stuff, and you got to... The key elements in the Zodiac and how Gyllenhaal puts it together at the end when he's sitting there at the diner with Ruffalo, and it's fun. I think Fincher did an incredible job in how it's shot and using the city of San Francisco as well.
What do you think of L.A. Confidential?
Great.
Yeah. You were saying that as you put it together, whatever. I mean, yeah, the first time I ever watched that movie, that was one where it's like, oh, this is absolutely phenomenal. I watched it again. I thought it was better.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Zodiac, but now it's off Netflix. So what do we do?
I think you got time. I think you got a little bit more time.
Oh yeah, okay. Wait, isn't it like 3 hours?
No, 2:40, 2:30, 2:30. I'll look.
Is it 3 hours, Paul? Nah, like 2:53. Nothing there.
There's some great performances.
NBA next. Kings have lost 14 straight games, but I do have a positive bet with someone on their god awful team. I'll explain why next.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
NBA returns tonight. Big card. Talked about tanking, how to approach this throughout the show. If you missed the first hour of the program, you can always go back and listen to the Follow the Money podcast. Wherever you get it, we had Mackenzie Rivers on the show today. Did a great job of, he's been tracking this for many, many years. And, you know, bets that come in more than they don't. And his take was on totals, Paulie. And when you have bad teams playing against good teams, and he basically qualified it as teams with a winning percentage of 35% or below, and they were taking on teams that were potential playoff teams. They might need those games, you know, up to like 60% percentage or higher with the winning percentage overall. Those are games that you want to play over, and they have come in, I think it was at 58% of the time over the last 5 years, and the thought is, the bad teams who want to lose realize that the faster we play against the good teams, obviously that creates more possessions. And when they average, you know,
the Phil Ivey analogy was great.
It was awesome. Then when they average 10 points per possession, or, you know, per 100 more than we do, we're going to get eventually, you know, run out of the building. Yeah, go ahead. The Phil Ivey comp.
I can beat him playing for 10 minutes. 24 hours, no shot.
Right.
And two that jump out today that stick out would be the over in the Orlando-Sacramento game. And even though it's a lot of under money here and a six-point move, Nets-Cavs over, 229.5. The Cavs can score, and again, you're taking on a team that has no incentive to win. Increase the pace. Cavs get what they want. I wouldn't be surprised if they drop 140 on them.
I was going to say, do you want to maybe go team total Cavs here?
Yeah.
There was that game that the Nets had earlier this year. Didn't they throw up like 60 or 70 points? Feels like it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's one angle with it. I'm pondering like a Raptors money line parlay with the Magic because of their opponents tonight.
Bulls have been terrible.
Oh, my God. 1-9.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to be one of those teams that are going to be like, okay, like we just got Dillingham. Let's trot him out there and play him 25 minutes. We just got Simons. Sure, pal, go out there and take 15 threes. We don't like Giddy. What was the thing that I had on Giddy today? Josh Giddey said, I expect to play. So it's not even like a team. That's up to me. Okay, I might be out there for a little while anyway.
Okay.
So, then the Kings are just...
An abomination.
Rock bottom.
Lost 14 in a row. Worst team ATS. Horrendous fourth quarter ATS. And now you shut down LaVine and Sabonis for the season. And rest assured, there'll be some Utah tricks and taking guys out in the fourth quarter as well that they don't want to win. And that's come down, though, because it goes back to, again,
I know.
You know, is Orlando going to win by 12 or more? And that was 11.5, now down to 8.5. Has Orlando's been a big disappointment? And the market agrees here as they're on the road down to 8.5.
Here's the bet that I have on that game. It's Nick Clifford. Again, he has not been shooting the ball well, even though he's getting tons of attempts. And again, that might be part of the recipe. Is like, hey, man, we're going to play 35, 38 minutes a game. Feel free. You were a first-round pick. We want to see, we want to develop you. We have faith in you. Like, you're going to be one of the core guys that we have moving forward. So we're okay with you missing a bunch. And by the way, they're not saying this, but like, best result for us to lose a game. Let's have guys out there who can't make anything right now. But it's 18.5 PRA to the over, laid 6 cents with that. He has cleared that 5 straight times. And even if he does it, because his points prop is 10 tonight, let's assume he gets to that number or maybe even goes over it. But I'm not saying like 20 points to clear it on its own. Let's say he has 10, 12 points in this game. He's been really good at rebounds and assists as well. So he's kind of a stat sheet guy. And with 5 straight overs, despite not scoring well, the rebounds and assists have been there. I thought about playing the rebounds and assists over only, but thought that was a little bit too high on its own. So I just combined the entire thing tonight. And that's the bet that I have there.
Okay. Two good late games with, you're right. This might be too much with Denver tonight, laying 4.5 against the Clippers. And I think you're onto something with that. People are overreacting to the Harden trade and that the Clippers are still going to be a tough out. Number one, that they're going to have pride. And it's not that big of a loss, especially if Garden can get the feet situation worked out.
Yeah.
But how great Kawhi Leonard can be. And you still go out there and he still could be a top five player and take over and own a fourth quarter. And they beat Houston on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So you're also 24th ranked defense with the Nuggets laying 4.5 on the road. And then the other one is Golden State catching 5.5 at home against Boston. And big under movement there as well. But the other point that he made, McKenzie, about this could be some wonky results when you're coming off a long break like this. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah. First game back after the break.
First half unders. First quarter unders.
Sure.
Maybe the one night you can look at that, too. It's a good question for Aaron Running about how you would treat that. And we're going to encounter the same thing here coming up with hockey when you're back after a long layoff like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think, what's the angle tomorrow night? In the NBA, some of these teams, I believe, are playing back-to-backs.
Yeah.
Don't you want to look at the team that, even though it's a back-to-back, they have one game now under their belts since the All-Star break, and they might not be as rusty anymore, and you want to look at the teams that played tonight against teams that are playing their first game back tomorrow night?
Yep.
Might not be a horrible angle there.
Yep. FanDuel, DraftKings, Caesars, they all have this up, too, with adjusted wins. And I think there's a couple bets there that could be made. As we outlined earlier, I can't see the Magic winning 44, 45 games. Cavs over 52.5. They play the most games against teams that are tanking. Golden State under 43.5. Houston under 52.5. Been a disappointment. Also, the chemistry issues. Who knows what to do with this Durant burner story. Lakers under 49.5. Tough schedule. Minnesota under 49.5. Third toughest remaining schedule. Also, go up to VSiN.com. You can check it out. They tweeted it as well. Mackinnon's got good stuff and good numbers. It doesn't apply tonight. Denver's on a 13-1 overrun against teams with a 40% winning percentage. Mm-hmm. winning percentage or worse. Detroit 9-1 straight up in ATS as a dog. Golden State, when they're laying between 5.5 and 9.5, 14-3 overrun. Atlanta 0-7 ATS at home and laying between 1 and 5 points. And the Lakers are 10-2 to the over when playing teams with a losing record. Portland 17-5 over as a favorite. Plethora of stuff up there. Read the whole article for yourself, Steve Mackin on the NBA.
You were asking earlier about tickets on the Pistons to be the
one seed or best record.
Well, our best record. Yeah, this is. You can always email the show as well. FTM@vsin.com. FTM for follow the money at vsin.com. He bet most regular season wins back on January 22nd. It was 16-1. He got 20-1 with a boost at that time.
Wow.
David in Colorado there chiming in.
Imagine what that was before the season. They were like 6-7-1 to win the division.
Yeah, so even just to
and
be
and then
the,
if you think one seed or most wins in the league,
well,
my
one,
God.
Yeah, I would think most wins in the league must have been way longer than one seed in the East. Because at that point, then you have to overcome just Oklahoma City. Because what was Oklahoma City's win total? 63.5, 64, something like that?
Yeah.
Low to mid-60s? It was it was a super long shot that they would have more wins than that team. Because the alt win totals on Detroit had to start in the 40s, I would think.
Detroit's minus 1,400 to get the one seed. Cleveland's 13-1, Boston 20, Knicks 22. The Spurs are 5-1 to get the one seed.
That can happen.
Back. Absolutely. OKC 1,100.
If you're Oklahoma City, which
no, you don't care.
No, I know.
I don't think.
But I was going to say, which team do you not want to play in the Western Conference Finals?
It's got to be the Spurs.
Denver, San Antonio.
They've had your number.
I don't think either matchup's a great one for Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
But
well, maybe they. Yeah, I could walk that back. Maybe they would think it's a big deal to get the one seed, considering the issues they've had against San Antonio. UMBC up 10. Come on, Luke.
All right,
up 10, 9 minutes in.
Good start. There was also one game.
That's I love that the angle we're calling. That's a good name. The angle plays.
So I didn't tell you about this. I don't think Luke must not have either. This is like kind of a bad beat. Last night the play was it High Point? No, Holy Cross last night.
Yeah.
Holy Cross. I almost said I could say Holy Christ. They were up by 19 at halftime?
Yeah.
17-19, lost. Well, they were outscored by like almost 20 points. They lost by 3 and they were catching 1.5. That's a doozy, huh?
That's sad. That's brutal. Condolences there. Tough, my friend.
By the way, they have resumed play here at the Genesis. McElroy is currently the leader at 5-under. He was one of Reynolds' plays at vsin.com at plus 1350 to win it this week. But
Ozzy had Bridgman last week. How about what he did on the final hole?
Bridgman's in it this week.
Yeah, he's right there
back.
Again. Yeah.
And look at Siwoo Kim. He's 2-under through 3.
Cody's up there again.
Yeah.
That's another guy that's been in
that
the mix.
That kid is good.
Yeah.
Best bets in soccer with the meat man, Steve Wiss, coming up on Follow the Money is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Time for some best bets in soccer as we head out to the Progressive Guest Line. And friend of the show, Steve Wiss, joins the program. Follow him on X at Meatman Soccer. He's with the Betting Weekly Studios and Because We Win podcast. Meatman, good to see you again. Been a good week plus as we were gone on vacation. Let's begin with what took place in the latest Arsenal match against the Wolves. My days are all mixed up. Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. 2-0. We're talking 57th minute. And of course, they're on the very top of the table.
Against a team that he thought could set the record for fewest points in a season.
Yeah. A couple things. Did you even know what the live betting was potentially on the Wolves to come back? It ends in a draw. So how significant do you think that could be for the future market here in the Prem?
Well, I do know someone managed to bet on Wolves Arsenal draw at 22-1 in play. I don't know exactly what minute that was. I mean, I was just telling you guys off air, I was out at a pub last night and the match wasn't even on. I was following it on my phone. But last I saw it was 2-0 to Arsenal and Wolves hadn't even had a shot. And then the next update I saw was 2-2 and I couldn't believe it. Big shock. And you know, it has blown the title race wide open, as we say over here. Now Manchester City could well be breathing down their necks after this weekend.
massive turn of events potentially here.
Yep. It seems it always works out for Man City, doesn't it?
Yes.
No points deduction on that. They, after all these infractions and penalties of what could happen, and immediately they handed down the punishment to these other clubs, but nothing ever happened here, and here they could sneak in and win this thing.
They could, and it's in Manchester City's hands now. It, technically, if they win all their remaining matches, they will be the champions, because on the 18th of April, the two teams meet each other. It's Manchester City versus Arsenal. That's a date for your diary. That could be the decider in this championship race.
All right, let's go to Saturday morning, Aston Villa against Leeds. Why do you like Villa?
The odds. And there's a few actual... My picks this week, it's the odds that are really... sort of trap me in, if you know what I mean. Aston Villa minus 110 money line is just far too big to beat Leeds United. Leeds United have one away win all season, and that was at Wolves. So does it really count? Not really. That version of Wolves truly was horrific. Wolves are a little bit better now. But Aston Villa have a tremendous home record, won 9 out of 13 matches at home. And it's not always as simple as you look at a home record, you look at an away record. But in this instance, I just don't understand how Aston Villa can be as big as minus 110. They do have a couple of injuries, but Chelsea were minus 200 to beat Leeds at home. Newcastle were minus 175 to beat Leeds at home. Aston Villa are as good as those teams, really. If anything, only slightly worse. I make the odds, the true fair odds here, about minus 150, minus 160. So I'm truly priced in, as we say over here, Villa money line to beat a Leeds team who away from home just simply haven't been good enough this season.
All right, I love when you give out stuff like this. Brentford, Brighton, over 4.5 cards.
Yeah, I gave it out in the reverse fixture as well. There were 6 cards. I think I mentioned it before. There's a storyline here. It's the battle of the owners, the two owners that don't like each other, that used to be business partners. It all ended quite sourly. So we often get quite a lot of spice, quite a lot of action going on when these teams meet. So over 4.5 cards at plus 120. You might have to take over 3.5 cards with some books. That's at minus 170. That's equally as good a bet. The last two meetings between these two teams, there's been 6 cards and 7 cards, including one red. And like I say, it all stems from the owners. They don't get on with each other. You know, traditionally, when the two owners will meet up for a drink before a game and watch in the director's box, that won't happen here. Brighton's owner, Tony Bloom, has often been seen actually with the away supporters at this ground in past years. He'll mix it with his own fans.
Wow.
Because he refuses to go with Matthew Benham, who's the Brentford owner. So we're going to see some spice. By the way, Brighton do have the second most yellow cards in the Premier League this season too, so they're quite a dirty team anyway.
All right, great angle. How about sticking with Saturday, West Ham against Bournemouth? State the case for West Ham, please.
This is probably my least sort of confident play of the week, but it's a kind of a gut feeling, and I think West Ham are worth a poke on the money line plus 140. So you're getting good value. They're just in good form. They're in better form. The actual vibe and the feeling around the stadium is much better now, and they're really, really fighting hard against relegation. They're giving it absolutely everything. Bournemouth also in quite good form, unbeaten in 6 or 7 games. But they've now kind of pulled away from any relegation trouble into that mid-table vicinity. They're less threatened, whereas I think West Ham are more of a corner dog and it means more to them. So I think on the money line, I wouldn't want to stake heavily on, say, a draw no bet or anything here, because ultimately, I think West Ham actually may either win or lose the game. Either they'll be really good or really bad sort of thing. So money line play for me at plus 140. Just a small stake on that one, though.
Okay, very good. Steve Wiss, our guest here. He's on the Progressive Guest Line at MeatManSoccer on X. He's with the Betting Weekly Studios and Because We Win podcast. Okay, so the aforementioned Man City up next here, they get Newcastle. Are you expecting this one to get potentially out of hand?
Yeah, this is my best bet of the weekend, definitely. Manchester City on the Asian handicap, minus 1.25. I mean, historically, you said it there, it all seems to work out for Man City, and they are going to pounce now. They're going to put pressure on Arsenal here with, I think, a comfortable win. I'm fully expecting them to blow out Newcastle quite comfortably. Newcastle just had a really good win in the Champions League, actually, 6-1 away from home. Place called Karabag in Azerbaijan, but it's a long, long travel for them. And they play there on Wednesday, and I think they could be a bit tired. And I think Newcastle are focusing all on the cups now. I think Newcastle in the actual league cannot be relied upon. They've got a poor away record, lost 8 times away from home this season already. And they have a terrible record here at Manchester City. I'm going to read to you their last eight results at this stadium. These are all wins for Man City. 3-1, 4-0, 2-0, 1-0, 2-0, 5-0, 2-0 and 5-0. So they rarely even score here. They usually cover the handicap Manchester City when they play Newcastle at home. And in this title race, they're not in the mood to let Arsenal off the hook now. So I really like the handicap play on Manchester City, minus 1.25. Bare minimum they should win, but I think they win by at least 2 goals, really, in all reality.
All right, and then one more on Sunday. What do you think of Sunderland against Fulham?
I was always a bit reluctant to put this one up because I never seem to get Sunderland matches right, do I? But minus 110 on Sunderland draw no bet is just, the odds are way too big. It's far too generous on a team that's only lost one match at home this season. You know, that's 13 games. If you had played the draw no bet on Sunderland in 13 matches, you'd have lost once. And that was against Liverpool. Mm. Fulham are not Liverpool. You know, I've mentioned Fulham actually maybe a bit underrated, but recently their form has not been very good. They've lost 4 of their last 5. Away from home, they've lost 8 times out of 13. So, I mean, Fulham are nearly the favourites here with some books. I do not understand that at all. So we're priced in here. It has to be Sunderland drawn a bet at minus 110. In terms of raw value, probably the best bet of the weekend, but you know, it depends what style of better you are. I'm probably more confident in some other plays, but you know, Sunderland here, minus 110, strong home record, rarely lose here. Just, it's a no-brainer bet.
Great to talk to you, my friend. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys. Take care. See you around soon.
All Thanks, right. Steve. So Meat Man, Steve Wiss, and Meat Man Soccer on X on the Progressive Guest Line. Nigel likes Arsenal Tottenham over, by the way, on Sunday. You can read his analysis, VSiN.com. If they blow this, because you lost to the worst, they have one win, Wolverhampton, and you're up 2-0, 60th minute, as you said, and you let that get away. So now you're only 5 points up on City, and they have a game in hand. And like you said, if they win out, they get it again. I mean, that's ridiculous. 20, and then the 22-1 in play. Come on.
I don't think that would have been high enough.
Probably not, right? Because they have so many wins, 2-0 on the season as well. Plus 32 goal differential against a minus 32 goal differential. And somehow they can't hang on up 2-0.
I'll tell you what's difficult to find here. Maybe I'm wrong on this and I'm looking down the wrong part of the menus here in Las Vegas. Like the handicap, the Asian handicap betting. Luke, if you're familiar with that here, where you can find it at a book, not exactly popping off any of these screens I'm looking at. He said Man City best bet minus 1.25 goals.
Yeah.
You can find, obviously, 1.5. You can find alt numbers. But to find that specific number, obviously, because it's if they win by 1, you get half your bet back. That is not an easy bet to find. I don't even know. I never even know when to look at it. That you got to go down like 10 different paths, menus to even try to find it. And then you're stuck there looking, wasting your time. You're like, okay, well, I give up on that one yet again. So, well, we do have some cross-sport parlays, Paulie, with the pizzeria involving Man City to come back and win this bad boy.
Yep.
So that would be nice. That is some most definite rooting interest that we have. So that now, if they win out, you can't expect that, obviously. That'd be a 12 to close the season. That's
he's right. Sport. It'll come down to the Arsenal match, though, probably, to decide it.
Yeah. We're going to get to our best bets coming up next in Pocket Plays here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're right.
You know it. Did have a loser right before vacation. The great Sheffield Wednesday. They lost again, but did somehow score. finally they ended the drought. They had been shut out 10 games in a row. They lost 2-1 to Millwall, but they scored. I don't know how that happened. It needs to be an investigation. They're at it again the 22nd of February, and Sheffield United is $8 in that match. Portland State tonight. Let's go Vikings. 3.5 at home against Idaho. As we talked about earlier, one of the best teams in college basketball, ATS. They're at home. Better team. Already beat them on the road. Like it. This is up at several spots. So, you know, it happened. I think BYU was in the conference. But this is rare. Joe Lunardi is projecting three teams to make it from the West Coast Conference. As of right now in the play-in, he has Santa Clara in, a good team. And they still have a big matchup left against St. Mary's, who they already beat. But I got the angle here, little tinfoil hat. You know how these big conferences run things and the committee and the questions. And I don't think they're going to put three teams in from the West Coast, even though Santa Clara is going to be deserving with a good resume. The no is $1.15.
Okay.
And the no on Miami, Ohio is +320.
Oh, don't do it.
We haven't had, like, a lot of people saying the SOS is horrendous, whatever, but
is this an emotional bet for you?
Yeah, a lot of it, yeah. To lock in, yeah. Because I'm going to be pissed off if it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Sure. Now, they haven't had multi-bids from this league since 98-99. And it was Miami, Ohio with Wally Szczerbiak. And they went to the Sweet 16. But you just see it coming. That they keep winning. And they're 26-0. And they stick there. And they're still staying on the 11 line. You got three road games left. Eastern Michigan, Western Michigan at the bottom of the MAC. And you go to Ohio. But as Mitch said earlier, if you're 32-1, come on. Outrageous. Adjusted wins. Cavs over 52.5, Magic under 43.5, Timberwolves under 49.5. Good luck.
That gets you, Paulie. All right. New plays for me on this one. Mentioned it a couple times on the show today. It is Neat Clifford over 18.5 PRA for the Kings. Dreadful organization.
Yep. Can't get a draft pick right.
They actually.
Oh, that's a motley crew.
How about this? Ooh. How about they actually did get a couple of guys right? De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton, and they trade them both.
Yeah.
I see how they're run. I mean, it's...
They were so good that year and almost beat Golden State.
Yeah. Like, won the division.
100-1 to win the division, something like that. And
I think higher
Fox
than that.
Fox wanted out. Okay, you're probably right. But he traded Halliburton.
Oh. Yeah. So he's gone over this number in five straight games. He's playing upper 30s in minutes. Taking a lot of shots. They're not going down, but he also is good at grabbing 4, 5, 6 rebounds, dishing out 4-ish assists. And if he scores 10 tonight, very confident. I like the bet. So put this on the VSIN pick page bright and early this morning for the Genesis. Rory McIlroy, top 10, +150, 4 units on that. Come on, Rory. Let's have good things happen this weekend, buddy. West gave him out +1350 on the website to win it outright. Can't take any of that. But top 10, like that bet. And some smaller units here on teams to make the Final Four. Virginia absolutely smoked. Oh, was it Ja Tech last night?
Mm-hmm.
Up by like almost 40 in that game.
Here comes Patino.
Oh, that's exactly right. So
here they go.
Three teams right now, Final Four bets. Virginia 17-1, St. John's 16-1, and Arkansas +1150. Still available. Like, they're not perfect teams, you know.
Guy's incredible. You could drop him in any situation in college basketball, and he'd have you in the tournament in 2 years.
Yeah. I'll tell you not to go down that path, but 26 years ago-ish.
Oh, this is so good.
UNLV
had
him. You
got to tell the story quickly.
UNLV had him.
Good at him.
They left his wife, dropped her at the airport.
Said, no one picked her up.
No one picked her up.
Yeah, picked her up.
Nope.
They were going to show her around town, schools, and everything.
Nope.
They forgot to pick her up at the airport. Unbelievable.
And that kind of changed the thought on coming out here. Maybe he'd still be here. I don't know.
It's an incredible line, he said. He was on when we were doing ESPN Radio Las Vegas. He said, UNLV's a sleeping giant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bon voyage.
Anyway, that's all I have.
Okay. Okay, good. Hey, join Upside. Find the offers near you and join the 5+ million people that use it. Earn cash back. Get your earnings your way. Groceries, gas, dining. Get it. Head to your location, the local restaurants. Get your money and get your cash with stuff you're going to buy anyways. Incredible app. And drivers are earning $200 to $300 a year just from gas purchases that we're already making. It's simple. It's fast. You can cash out anytime to your bank account or e-gift cards like Amazon. Download the free Upside app now. Code NETWORK for your 25-cent per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. The app's awesome. Check it out. You'll see where you can save. Again, groceries, gas, dining, you're doing it anyways. Save now. Upside.com for details. Upside.com. Code NETWORK.
You're spot on, Paulie. You're going to be getting that stuff anyway. So why not benefit by the rewards and the savings that you're going to have? I mean, it's a very simple app to download and go and get. And bada bing, bada boom, you're going to have to get the gas once, twice a week. And there you go. Take advantage of that as much as possible.
We got UMBC's up 12 at the half.
Yeah.
Couple tweets on movies you watched the first time. Like, eh, not bad, or okay. And then you watch it again and you miss something, or you realize, yeah, that's surprised here. But the guy said he got a little mixed up with the going back and forth and how it was shot and out of order. Pulp Fiction, which the first time I saw, this is a classic. I go, this is a cinema masterpiece. And one guy said Heat was surprised. But it's like that's almost 3 hours, though. And I cannot wait for Heat 2. I said Zodiac and also The Big Lebowski earlier. But Zodiac, which is leaving Netflix soon, get on that. Fincher, incredible job.
Do you think the hype for Big Lebowski over the years picked up maybe a little bit too much steam? I mean, people. You talk to people about that movie, they do somersaults talking about it.
Yeah, there's, They do a convention. They do like a yearly convention
It's like a Comic-Con for its own movie.
And Bridges shows up and dresses as the dude and everything.
Yeah.
I just think it's an iconic character.
No, it's a very good movie. Just,
yeah.
I'm saying, but people have it as like top three of all time. I'm like, let's calm down a notch here.
No.
It's much like the movie, and again, this is maybe my most hated take from those who love the movie. Most controversial opinion about a movie. Step Brothers, not funny. Didn't like it. Try to give it a shot two or three times. I know people who think that's Will Ferrell's best movie, and one of, if not, they think it's in the conversation for best comedy of all time. It's like, okay.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But I'm just not there.
Okay.
Joe DeFan says Mayor of Kingstown, which I still haven't watched, heard from everybody that's outstanding.
Incredible start.
Oh, is that right?
Incredible.
But you didn't follow up with it?
I am not, yeah. Because I get a little frustrated when I see I'm four seasons I got to go through. And I'm 40 episodes behind, but
yeah,
it's
for sure.
A great cast, and I love Renner, and it starts off with a bang.
He says Steel on Prime, 6-episode series.
Yeah. Funny, Ozzy recommended that. Yep.
Okay.
The first episode is very good. It's the gal from Game of Thrones, Sophie Turner.
Okay.
Is the main character.
Oh, she's actually accepting roles now, huh?
Yeah.
I will say, so the Raptors Magic Moneyline Parlay tonight pays around -118, or that's what you have to lay, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to track this, Paulie. I don't know. Would you want to throw on the Cavaliers against then it goes to like even money. But
I don't have a problem with that.
I think we need to, we'll track these for the results. I don't think I'm going to bet it, but I think we need to track it just to see how it does. And then we can obviously look at the totals as well based on our conversation a little bit earlier today with Mackenzie Rivers. But I'm intrigued. Which team would screw it up, by the way? The Bulls are 1-9 ATS last 10. Kings, as we said, absolute rock bottom here. Would the Bulls do this?
I hope not.
Raptors are.
No, they've been. The
Raptors are
story.
Solid, man.
Yeah, they've been a great story. But no, anyway. It is something to track, though. Like Silver, they came out today and said we're going to have measures in place next year.
Right.
So we're going to put an end to this or try to curb it. You got 9 teams that are doing this, and they started early.
Yeah. All right. I'll look at that. I'll write that down. I'll make a note of this with the numbers overall. And you know what? I'll tie in the two. And then the Cavaliers are just laying. I mean, my God, what are they? 15, 15 and a half?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know if you want to get that nuts with it, but.
I like your team total angle.
Yeah, with Cavaliers. All right. That's it for us. Going to be back from vacation. If you missed any of it, again, you can catch the Follow the Money podcast wherever. Good job by the entire staff as always tonight. Good luck with the bets. Prime time next 4 hours to take you through the live betting action tonight.